AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In an interview with Fox News, Vice President J.D. Vance said Denmark obviously had not done a proper job in securing Greenland, and that President Trump is willing to go as far as he has to defend American interests in the Arctic.
Europe has failed to contend with the fundamental argument the president and the entire administration has made. Greenland is critical, not just to our national security, but to the world's national security. People don't realize this. The entire missile defense infrastructure is partially dependent on Greenland.
Audio courtesy, Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters, primetime. Vance said the fact that Denmark had been a faithful military ally of the U.S. during World War II and the more recent War on Terrorism did not necessarily mean they were doing enough to secure Greenland today. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the latest from Venezuela after the U.S. operation that ousted President Nicolas Maduro from power.
President Donald Trump's administration is seeking to assert its control over Venezuelan oil, seizing two sanctioned tankers transporting petroleum and announcing plans to relax some sanctions so the U.S. can oversee the sale of Venezuela's petroleum worldwide. The Trump administration intends to control the distribution of Venezuela's oil products globally. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, said the U.S. raid on Maduro created a stain on U.S.-Venezuela relations that has never occurred in the country's history. Pro-government rallies took place in Caracas to condemn the U.S. move. The seizures of the tankers in the North Atlantic and the Caribbean Sea on Wednesday reflect the Republican administration's determination to enforce an existing oil embargo on Venezuela, as Trump has pledged the U.S. will run the country.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the reaction in Minnesota to a fatal shooting by federal agents.
Anger in Minneapolis after an ICE officer shot and killed a driver during the Trump administration's latest immigration crackdown. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem alleged the woman was trying to run over agents.
She had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry.
But Governor Tim Walz says
they want a show. We can't give it to them. We cannot. If you protest and express your First Amendment rights, please do so peacefully as you always do.
And he adds,
to Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.